I thank Rav Schweitzer for giving me the opportunity to speak to you, Bachrim. I consider it a schus. We'll start off with a Chassidish Avot. The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Psilei sushmanim she'ein madligim behem b'Shabbos." Matalikim behem bechanuka. Wicks and oils that we're not allowed to light them on Shabbos to be mikayim mitzvahs neil Shabbos, but on Chanukah we're allowed to light them. There are inferior types of wicks which don't absorb the oil well, and then there are inferior types of oil which don't give a steady flame, but the flame dances around. It's not a steady good flame, and the fire could be extinguished by itself. So we're not allowed to use that for Ne'er Shabbos. For Ne'er Shabbos, we're supposed to use high quality oil, high quality wicks, so that we should be sure that we're mekayim the mitzvah of Ne'er Shabbos k'tikuna, as it's supposed to be. However, on Chanukah, we're allowed to use these low-grade oils and wicks. That's what the Gemara says. So, Reb Nachum Chernobylo, in his Sefer Me'orei Nayim, he was the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, writes that Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Pasuk says, we have candles. The Rabban Yishalayim also has candles. What are the Rabban Yishalayim's candles? Who are they? Nishamais, Yiddish and Nishamais. Every Yiddish and Nishama is a candle. Look at yourself as a burning, as a illuminating bright candle. Or Chas v'Shalom as a candle which is inferior. So, such neshamas that ein madalikim ben b'Shabbos, that even Shabbos won't ignite them. Shabbos is a day that a yid should have a real contact with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The working person works the whole week, and he can sometimes be steeped into his activities, and his mind is Masiach Das. He doesn't think about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Shabbos is Menucha. Shabbos, you return to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what Shabbos is. The word Shabbos means shav, to return. We return to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We return to our Boirei, to the Creator who made us in the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis. So, but there are some neshamas that Shabbos doesn't ignite them. The fire of Shabbos doesn't catch on to them. Try to take a wet candle and put it on fire. It won't work. There are some neshamas that Shabbos won't burn on them. I have had Bachrim who have complained to me. To them, Shabbos is the worst day in the week. Layaleinu. They can't have fun. They feel as if their hands are tied. Can't play ball. It's a rachmanis on such bachim. Shabbos is the best day of the week. Shabbos is supposed to be the day that we were looking forward to. The favorite day of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the favorite day of the Yid. Chemdas Yamim Ma'isei Karasa. So if a Yid doesn't feel that he starts glowing on Shabbos like a burning flame, that Yid should go to the repair shop. Something is wrong with him. He should go to the doctor. He should go to a Reife Nefashis. He should go to a Tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, and say, where is the blemish on my neshama? Why? What's wrong with my neshama? How could I improve myself? Should I feel the glow of Shabbos, the neir of Shabbos? So anyway, there are such people. So the Reb Nachman Chernobyl writes, Psila a nefesh is the Rabbeinu Shleilim's candle. Nefesh is Rosh HaTevis Nun Fei Shin Neya Psila Shemen. The three components of a candle. Neya, the receptacle, where you pour in the oil. Psila, the wick. Shemen, and the oil. Nefesh. So a nefesh that doesn't glow on Shabbos, that the fire of Shabbos doesn't catch on to him, but Chanukah could catch on to him. Chanukah can be his salvation. Chanukah can bring him close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we will try to explain this. By Mainz Hebraishis, it says, Vayara lekem es ha'ayar ki taiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the ayar, a certain light, a certain very special light, and he saw that it's too good. It's no good for the Rishayim. So Rashi says in Bereishis, that Rabbeinu Shalom saw that this ayah is too good, so the Rabbeinu Shalom concealed this ayah, and he put it away for the tzaddik la'asad lavei. This is not the ayah that we use, which was created by the pasuk vayara lekim ki taiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom was gainez it; he hid it for the tzaddik la'asad lavei. Where did he hide it? In the Torah, there are tzaddikim that when they learn Torah, they behold this ayah haganus, this hidden light. They can see it there. Their neshama becomes illuminated with that light. And with that light, they have ruach hakodesh. They can see misayfa aylam vatsayfa. These are our gedolim, our tzaddikim. The rekayach and the maral and other kadmainim say that this light, the ayir haganus, appears in the neir Chanukah. Chanukah has that light. We can look on the neir Chanukah with our fleishika eyes. We may not see the ayir haganus, but we believe that the ayir haganus, that very, very special light with which a tzaddik can see misayfa aylam v'yatsayfa, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam special light, that's hidden in the neir of Chanukah. This light, this ayir haganus, is also called in the Medrash, ayirei shel melech ha-Mashiach, the light of Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will bring this light forward, and everybody will be able to use this light, the ayir haganus, to see the seidus ha-Teire, to understand the seidus ha-Briya, to see where to feel the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in every cubic inch of the Briya, who see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam there. That is the ayir haganus. When Mashiach will come, we're going to have this ayir haganus. This ayir haganus is a hidden light, a light that Rabbeinu Shel Olam concealed from us until the right time will come. There is another makim in this ayah, for this ayir haganus. every Yid has this Ayur HaGanaz. Because every Yid has a neshama, a Yiddish neshama. A Yiddish neshama isn't a Goyish neshama. A Yiddish neshama comes from the Gavei Gavei Meraimim. Chaylak El Kami Mal, something which is godly, heavenly. A Yiddish neshama. Now, every Yid who has a Yiddish neshama should be attracted to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Want, you know, if you take a small little candle and hold it near a big flame, so you're going to see that the fire of the small little candle will turn towards the flame. And sometimes it'll just fly towards the flame and the candle will go out. Because a small little flame has a tshuka, it has a desire to be fused with the large flame. Every Yid has a neshama, and he has a desire to be davik with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, to turn to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Every Yid has a Eir HaGanuz. Now you're going to see Yidin who are lo yaleinu rishayim, who don't care to keep the Torah, don't care to keep mitzvahs, don't keep Shabbos, don't keep kashrus, lo yaleinu. But this Yid, who is what we call a Rasha, this Yid has a Eir HaGanaz in himself. He has a hidden light which is concealed, but that light can never go out. It's a pilot light, but it can never go out. The Rabbeinu Shleilam promises that. There is a nekuda in every Yid, which is the Eir HaGanaz, a hidden light. It may not surface on the top, you may not see it. Every Yid has a certain hidden light in himself, which can never be extinguished, which is davik to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And every Yid has what the Sfarim HaKadoshim call Ahava Mesusaras, a hidden love to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. There are Yidin, and you probably know some of them, there aren't many of them, that you can actually see the Ahava Geluya, an Ahava, a love to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Torah says and requires from us, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. A Yid is supposed to love the Rabbeinu Shleilam. There are Yidin that you can actually see love the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But then there are other Yidin who don't on the surface. They, though, have a Ahava Mesusaras, a hidden Ahava. It's there in potential. And if they're going to do tshuva, that tiny spark of Yiddishkeit, of ahava that they have in themselves, will flare up and light up all their ramach evarim, all their organs, all their the whole of them. Everything will be lit up by this light when the right time comes, when they do tshuva. And that's the purpose of Mashiach Tzidkenu, to clear up and blow up that light, that it should become a flame in every Yid. Chanukah, in the Eiris of Chanukah, we have the Eir of Mashiach, the Eir HaGanaz. The Aveda of Chanukah, when you light these candles, is whatever we do is the Rabbeinu Shleilam does. Hashem Tzilcha. Whatever you do, the Rabbeinu Shleilam does. And if you light, the Rabbeinu Shleilam keeps all the mitzvahs. If you light the candles, the Rabbeinu Shleilam lights your candle. Your Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam. The purpose of Chanukah is to light up your Eir HaGanaz, bring the potential Ahavas Hashem that you have in it, bring it to the surface, It should surface in you. It should glow in your heart. It should glow in all your ramachei varim and shtagidim. That Chanukah can do, to a degree that even Shabbos can't do it. In the weeks that we have Chanukah, Vayeshev and Miketz, we also have the Eir HaGanuz in these weeks, the Eir of Mashiach. You have Yosef HaTzadik. From Yosef HaTzadik is the Nazir Echav. he's the most desired one of all the Shvatim, the biggest Tzadik of the Shvatim. But his own brothers, the Shiftei Keh, didn't realize who Yosef is. They thought that he's Chayiv Misa. Yosef had an Eir HaGanuz in himself. Yosef, from Yosef comes out Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef, like the Gemara says. The Mashiach ben Yosef will have the Muhammad with the Gayim, and then it will appear Mashiach ben David. Yosef has this Eir HaGanuz in himself, and even the Shvatim, his brothers, weren't able to see it. And they thought that he's Chayiv Misa. That he doesn't deserve to live. Because it wasn't apparent on him. He's the Eir HaGanuz. These sadras, Vayeshev and Miketz and Vayigash, bring out at the end the Eir HaGanuz in Yosef, when he said Ani Yosef, and then the Shvatim first realized who Yosef is. The same thing in this parasha with Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar was Meuberes with Mashiach, because from her, she was Meuberes with Peretz. Peretz is the great-grandfather of David HaMelech, from whom Mashiach comes out. She had an Eir HaGanuz in herself. She had the Eir Shel Mashiach. And still, Yehuda said, take her out and let her be burnt up. He didn't realize that there is an Eir HaGanuz in there, because that is the character of the Eir HaGanuz. It hides itself. Until she brought forth the chesemes, the psilim, and the matah, and then he first realized who she is and what she carries within herself, the Eir Shel Mashiach. Our parsha is a parsha of Eir HaGanuz, and every when Chanukah, and therefore these are the parshas that we read on Chanukah. When Chanukah comes, every Yid should really make himself a cheshbon nefesh. Why don't I have an urge to learn Torah? Why don't I have an urge to daven to the Rabbeinu Shleilem, to talk directly with my Maker? Why don't I feel that? Why don't I have that? Something is wrong with me. My candle has oil, it has a wick, but there's no flame. I have to put fire to my candle. And that's what Chanukah does. And those psileis ushmanim that don't burn, that we can't use for Shabbos, that Shabbos doesn't catch on to them, but Chanukah could catch on to them. Because the inyan of Chanukah is to find the Eir HaGanuz in you, the hidden flame, the hidden pilot light, which you don't see on the surface, bring it out. Every Yid has a potential to be a Tzaddik Nizgav. Every Yid has a potential to be a big Talmud Chacham. But it's Ganuz in him. It's hidden, it's concealed. The Eir HaGanuz. Chanukah is the time to bring out the hidden qualities in yourself, the hidden qualities with which you find chen by the Rabbeinu Shleilem, the ahava mesusaris, this hidden ahava, this concealed ahava that every yid potentially has for the Rabbeinu Shleilem. And that's why on Chanukah there's a certain item in the mitzvah which we don't find anywhere else. The klal is that the Shechina HaGdaisha is above. The Shechina never comes down lower than 10 tefachim. And therefore, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Aron HaKodesh was 10 tefachim high, because the Shechina was on top of the Aron HaKodesh. The Shechina talked to Moshe Rabbeinu from the top of the Kapayrus, which was 10 tefachim high. The Shechina doesn't come down lower than 10 tefachim. And that's why we learn out from there in the Gemara that the Sukkah is not supposed to be lower than 10 tefachim. We learn it out from the Aron, according to one chelik in the Gemara. The Shechina doesn't, and on Har Sinai, the Shechina was above 10 tefachim, over the ground of the Har Sinai, the Gemara says. There's one exception on Chanukah. Chanukah, mitzvah lahanicha b'teich asara. You take the Chanukah lamp beneath 10 tefachim. The Ikar mitzvah, the mitzvah min amufchal, is it shouldn't be 10 tefachim high. It should be lower down. Because Chanukah is different. Chanukah is not that we rise to the Rabbeinu Shleilem. The Rabbeinu Shleilem comes down to us low, because he comes down to those neshamas who can't rise. The Rabbeinu Shleilem comes down to them. So even the Psileis Ushmanim, which don't light on Shabbos, because the Ner Shabbos is supposed to be higher than 10 tefachim, but it comes down to the Ner Chanukah, which is lower than 10 tefachim. If a Yid feels he is low, he has no contact with the Shechina, he can't elevate himself high enough, l'mala me'asara tefachim, so that he should catch fire of Kedusha, Eish does from the Shechina, but Chanukah, the fire comes down to him. And that's what we do. Whatever we do, Eish does from the Shechina, but Chanukah, the fire comes down to him. And that's what we do. Whatever we do activates the Mala Bashamayim. When we take the Shamas and we lower it down beneath 10 tefachim to light the Chanukah licht, so the Rabbeinu Shleilem's Kedusha comes down to Yidden who are below and lights them up. And you're going to see that. You see that. There are many Yidden. There's a reason for it. Everything has a reason. There are many Yidden who have no shaychus with Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't affect them. But Chanukah, everybody knows about Chanukah. Every Yid, even Mechalal Shabbos, I know that. But the light Chanukah licht. They feel that they could identify themselves with the Chanukah licht. They're lamata me'asara tefachim. Shabbos doesn't ignite them. Shabbos doesn't put fire to them. Chanukah puts a glow in their hearts. They feel a closeness to the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Chanukah, the mitzvah is to be meisif v'hayleich. More and more light. Every day more light than yesterday. It's not enough for a Yid to learn and do mitzvahs, to be an Eved Hashem on a plateau. It's supposed to go higher and higher. Every day there should be a new light which didn't burn yesterday. In the 8 days of Chanukah, we keep on adding light, more light, and more light. This is the mitzvah of Meisef HaHayleich. Perhaps there's an inyan in that we added a new mitzvah on Chanukah, because the Yevanim there are three main mitzvahs. The time doesn't allow to elaborate on that. There are three main mitzvahs that the Yevanim wanted to abolish from Klal Yisrael: Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. These three mitzvahs. They didn't want these three mitzvahs. So the Rabbanu Shlalom said, you don't want these three mitzvahs, Yevanim? The joke's on you. I'm going to add another mitzvah yet, Ner Chanukah. So the Kayanim with whom the nest was made are called Chashmanim. Umnaisa Kankanim, Umnaisa Sheshanim, or in Aramaic, we call them Chashminoim. In Lashon Kodesh, it's Chashmanim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Yesayu Chashmanim. Chashman is Chaydish, Shabbos, Mila, Neya, the added mitzvah. Meisef HaHeilech, we add mitzvahs. Chanukah is a time to add. Chanukah, ye should say, I have to light up my Yair HaGanus. And if I see that I'm not glowing, it means that I have to add more fire. Maybe then I'll start glowing. The idea in Chanukah is, improve yourself. Add light. Add more fire. Give more fire to yourself. Learn with fire. Daven with fire. Do mitzvahs with fire. Not kelach hayad. Do it with excitement. It's so wonderful to get up in the morning and put on tefillin that has so many times, 21 times, the shame of the Rabbanu Shlalom themselves, and be mikabel ol malchus shemayim with the tefillin, and then go to eat breakfast the shame shemayim, so that you should be able to have kayach to be an eved Hashem the entire day, and then go to the yeshiva and learn with fire and fire. If you don't feel that fire, it means that you have to add. Chanukah, you have to add. Every Yid has a Yiddish neshama in himself, a Yiddish nitzitz that can never become extinguished, as we said. Symbolic of that, when the Yevanim wanted to be metame, wanted to destroy Yiddishkeit, timu karashmanim, they were metame all the shmanim in the Beis HaMikdash, so that Yidden shouldn't be able to light the menorah, which means the oyer Torah, neyer mitzvah v'toyra oyer. But there was one pach hashemen that they didn't find. That pach hashemen is the hidden nekud in every Yid that can never become extinguished, that can never become tamei. The Yevanim can do whatever they want. They can make tamei, they can make tamei, they can make tamei. But they can't put out the fire. There's one Pach HaShemen that the Rabbanu Shel Olam watched, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam took personal care on it. That Pach HaShemen can never become tamei. Every Yid has a Pach HaShemen in his heart, which is the Eir HaGanus, which can never become tamei. The Ava Mesuseres, the hidden Ava, that flame of Emuna, which can never become extinguished. Even somebody who professes to be a Kaifa Be'ikar, an Apikairis, that little spark of Emuna he still has in it, that is a Yiddish Neshama, a Chelek of a Kam Yimau. The Pach HaShemen can never become tamei. Your spark of Yiddishkeit can never become extinguished. And Chanukah is the time that everybody should search in his heart to find this Pach HaShemen and be meisif, and be meisif, and be meisif. There's just one little item which I think is kedai to mention here. On Chanukah, we sing Ma'is Tzur. In Ma'is Tzur, we go through all the galusim that Yidden had. We start with Mitzrayim, and we finish the first stanza that the Mitzrayim were vanquished, and Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. And then the second stanza speaks about Galus Bavel. Then the third stanza, and the Rebbe Shehel helped us out of Galus Babel. Then the third stanza, which speaks about the Galus of Madai, where we had the Nes of Matre and Esther. And then the Rebbe Shehel helped us with Matre and Esther. Then the fourth stanza, which speaks about Galus Yavan, Yavanim Nikbetzualai, B'nai Bina, B'nai Shmaina, Kavu Shira Ananim. The Rebbe Shehel helped us out of the Galus of Yavan. But now the present Galus, that long, long Galus, Galus Edom, in which we find ourselves now, the Galus of Esav, that means the European culture. This is the Galus in which we find ourselves now, the European culture, which is also transferred to America. That's the Galus of today. And Amalek, Esav, all the troubles, all the atrocities that the Goyim did to us, the Galus Edom in the European countries, the pogroms, the Inquisitions, the Holocaust, that's all Galus Edom. That's the Galus in which we find ourselves today. And we ask in the last stanza, Chasayv Zrayah Kachech V'karev Keita Yeshua, Trebeshe should help us out of this Galus. Galus Edom. But we are told in Midrashim that the very, very last part of Galus Edom will be transferred to Yishmael, to the Arabs. We're having tzaras from the Arabs today. That's the end, that's the tail end of Galus Edom. And today we are more or less in Galus Yishmael. That's the troublemakers today that make Eden Galus tzaras. The Medrash says that the on Chanukah, the Medrash says that by the Chanukah Samizbeach, the 12 Nesiyim were Makriv Karbonis. These 12 Nesiyim, they are opposed and they are Machniya, they subdue the 12 Nesiyim of Yishmael. Shnei Masa Nesiyim Liyumaisam. On Chanukah, we read the 12 Nesiyim. With the Kayach of these 12 Nesiyim, we can be Machniya, we can survive the 12 Nesiyim of Yishmael and come to the Geula. Chanukah, we read the parashas of the Nesiyim, which is the Azaycha to the Chanukas and Nesiyim, and the Chanukas and Mizbeach of the Chashmenoim. So, Chanukah is especially a time to be mispalel v'loshlai mirch ebrachim imtashuv es tzemach David avdecha meiras atzmiyach kos an Chanukah the oirei shemelech ha-Mashiach is mizgala. The Eirei Shemelech HaMashiach appears in the Chanukah lights. So it's a very special Eis Ratzin to be Mispado for Mashiach, that in the Schus of Chanukah Licht, in the Schus of our Halayel, our Haidah, in the Schus of reading the Parshas of the Nesiyim, which we read on Chanukah, we should see the Mapala of the Nesiyim of Yishmael, and the Eirei Shemelech HaMashiach should appear in this world with all its splendor, with all its glory, when it will be Vayashem L'melech al Kala Eretz. Good night.